Log Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah. I want to thank you for joining us this beautiful Tuesday. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend the time with us. And I want to take a moment first to honor and remember the lives that were lost this past weekend. Kobe and Gianna, Gigi Bryant, John Kerry, Alyssa and Tony Altobelli, Sarah Chester, Peyton Chester, Ara Zobanian, I think you said it that way. He was a pilot, as well as Christina Mauser. So we want to take a moment. We just want to pause for a moment to remember those people who lost their lives in the helicopter crash, as well as prayers of peace and comfort to their family members. So we're just going to take a pause for a moment of silence before we jump into the show, okay? So we took a pause for in remembering Kobe, Bryant, his daughter Gigi, and the Chesters, Mr. Zobanian, the Mauser, and the Altobelli families, because that was something that was really hard for many of us to swallow as we heard that this weekend. But I want to leave y'all with some words before we jump into everything, some words that Kobe said, and it's kind of been cycling around, circulating around Facebook, and he said this. It's an actual video, and it says, love what you do. You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming your reality. Your dreams are up to you. He encourages you to be curious. He says, be curious. Always seek out the things you love, and always work hard once you find it. So that's something that's been just going all around on Facebook. So I really want to encourage you guys. You know, tonight we're going to be jumping into part two of Knowing Your Identity. But that blessed me to hear that because in the very beginning he said, I can't be with you right now. But and then he left those powerful, powerful words. So I just wanted to, you know, take a moment to remember Kobe Bryant, Gigi, the Altobellis, the Chester family, the Zobanian and Mauser family. So keep them in your prayers, keep them in your thoughts, because they definitely going to need the support at this time. So guys, again, tonight is going to be part two of Knowing Who You Are. So tonight, the Lord gave me a word a moment ago as I was talking to my godmom, and he said, as I was talking about the identity, we've been on the identity, he said, Know your identity so that you can walk out your destiny. Isn't that powerful? Know your identity. Know who you are so I can walk, so you can walk out what I've called you to. That's what he's saying. So, man, that thing blessed me. As I was talking to her, I said, oh, I got to post that because that was God. But we're going to thank all my sponsors before we jump in. And then we're going to jump into our part two tonight. So our sponsors, we want to thank our own very own travel ambassador and business coach, Elder Cornelia Brown. I tell you, Elder Brown has been such a blessing. We were in a play together last year, and she connected with me, and we've been connected ever since. If you want your own travel portal, so it's like having your own personal travelocity. You have lifetime access to your own savings through this portal, and reach out to Cornelia Brown and tell her you heard it right here on Fire to Inspire that you want access to your own travel portal, and it's 404-786-0873. And guess what? It's free. You can't be free, right? So she can tell you how, and she can actually get your free portal for you. Again, you can reach out to her, Cornelia Brown. She's 404-786-0873. Tell her again, you heard it right here on Fire to Inspire. Then we have Vodyology. You heard the little jingle as we came on. That was actually created and written. The music was done and everything by Vodyology. And Vodyology does all of our, they do jingles, infomercials. And so you can contact them at 706-873-1519. Or you can look them up. All of our sponsors have Facebook presence. So you can look them up. Vodyology is spelled V, the word audio, A-U-D-I-O, and then L-O-G-Y, Vodyology. And you can email them at vodyology@gmail.com. Then we also have our songbird, On Fire to Inspire Songbird. Y'all heard the voice that was with that jingle? That's Deidre Novette. I tell you, she has such a blessed voice. And she has a project called This Is Me. It's an EP, y'all. It costs less than to go out and get a value meal. So please go out and support her. It's called This Is Me. It's motivational, inspirational. It will so bless you. And then the graphics and the photos that you see are done by Aphographics. They are our local, well, our area. They do all of our graphics and photography. And that's Aphographics. And you can contact them through their Facebook page as well as 706-489-6416 or aphographics@gmail.com. And if you have not gotten your copy of the 21-Day Mind Detox already, go out and get your copy. I wrote that one last year, and it is a devotional. So it's not a book. It is a book, but it's a devotional. And you take a page a day and just allow your mind to shift to the things that are positive, the things that are good and perfect, the things that are lovely, thinking on those things, right? And then each day God is giving you a scripture to just bless you along with that. So that's called the 21-Day Mind Detox. It's on all of your digital outlets. I wrote that one last year, and it is only $2.99. So we're going to jump into our text tonight of Knowing Who You Are, Part 2. When I tell y'all, I was like having fireworks going off in my spirit and just having a ball when I was preparing this. And I was like, wow, God, you actually told me before the show that you go, what you going to let me do? But y'all, I'm telling you, the scriptures that just confirmed and affirmed everything that he's saying in our identity, because so many people are living out somebody else's dreams and destiny or what somebody else told them to do. Mm-mm, that's not your portion, not in 2020, right? So we're walking these things out. But so we're going to be talking about our knowing who we are. And so in the beginning of it, my first statement is going to say, I was, okay? But everything following that is going to be I am, and you'll see why. So the first statement is, and I know my area typist tonight is actually in a class or at church tonight. I forgot what you said. So if anybody want to take notes, you can be my note taker tonight. The first point is, I was made in God's image. I was made in God's image. So knowing who you are, knowing that you were made in his image, whew, a reminder of who you are. You're made in his image. And I'm confirming that for you in Genesis 1:27, English Standard Version. And he says, And God created man in his own image. In his image, in the image of God, created he him, male and female created he them. So we were made in his image. So that first statement was, I was made in his image. So I was created in his image, okay? So the rest of them are going to be in I am. So the first was I was, because I was created in his image, but everything else is I am. All right, so that was number one. Number two is, I'm a new creation in Christ. I am a new creation in Christ. That 2 Corinthians 5:17 English Standard Version reads this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So the old you is gone when you take on and come into Christ. So I am a new creation in Christ. I'm a new creature. I'm new. And we've heard it, you know, in the old, in the King James Version growing up, but in the other translations, you kind of, sometimes you see it differently when you read the different translations. The Good News Bible says this: anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being. And the old is gone, the new has come. So find yourself in the new that you've become. You're no longer that old person. You're no longer that old. You're no longer your past. You're now walking in that new creation that you already are. Okay? All right. So number one, I was made in his image. You were made in his image. Number two, I'm a new creation in Christ. And again, I was doing 2 Corinthians 5:17. I read it to you from the Standard Version as well as Good News Bible. All right. Number three, I am love with an everlasting and unfailing love. So in other words, you know, God doesn't love me, but he doesn't love me. His love isn't based on an if-then-else clause. His love is not based on, well, you know, I love you today, but I ain't feeling you tomorrow. Or I'm feeling you today, but I wasn't feeling you yesterday. No, 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 no. He loves you with an everlasting love, but he also loves you with an unfailing love. And so in that scripture that I came with that one from was Jeremiah 31:3. And the New Living Translation says this: long ago, the Lord said to Israel, I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love. With unfailing love, I have drawn you to myself. So he says, I'm loved with an everlasting love. And then he says, but with an unfailing love, he's drawn me to him. Isn't that powerful? Yeah, that is powerful. But even in, that was New Living Translation. Now check this out. The English Standard Version says this: the Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Woo! Y'all heard me. So that was Jeremiah 31:3. That was New Living Translation I read to you. And then the second one was English Standard Version. But if you find yourself in these scriptures and you find understanding your identity is understanding who you are and what you're saying, what he's saying to you, because you cannot understand, not know who you are and walk out where he's called you to be. Okay? So that's, I guess, why he has us kind of staying in this space. And then you've been chosen. And sometimes we just need to be reminded that we've been chosen, because everybody else tells you so much differently. You know, so often you hear everything other than you're chosen. And so the confirmation in that is Colossians 3 and 12 in the Good News Version. And I'll say 3:12a, because it's the beginning of that, says, you are the people of God. He loved you and he chose you for his own. So then you must clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. So I read the whole verse, but he says, you are the people of God and he loved you. He loved you and chose you for his own. So you were chosen. This verse reminds you that he chose you. You're his. He chose you. Right? All right. So number one, I was made in God's image. Number two, I'm a new creation in Christ. Number three, I'm loved with an everlasting and unfailing love. Number four, I've been chosen. I am chosen. Right? All right. Number five, y'all ready? For those of you who are note takers, we're just on number five. And number five says this, y'all ready? I am his beloved. So number five says, I'm his beloved. Because sometimes you got to be reminded even of that. And I am his beloved. I'm in Ephesians 1 and 6. I'm his beloved. I'm confirming this for you. In Ephesians 1, 6, Amplified Version, it says this. To the praise of his glorious grace and favor, which he so freely bestowed on us in the beloved, his son, Jesus Christ. It says, we are part of the beloved. We are his beloved. And so when you understand that you've been chosen, you are his own, you are made in his image, it's like, and your royalty, you think differently, you act differently, and you shift your mindset to line up with what he says and not what the world says. Okay? And then number six, I'm a child of God. Yes, I am a child of God. And you're confirmed, that is confirmed for you in Romans 8 and 16. And it says this, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So his spirit bears with our spirit, which is he lives and dwells on the inside of us. So he, the oneness of who he is in us says, you're my children. So that is that was Romans 8:16. And I tell you, understanding that you're his child, you're his beloved. Woo, don't that just make you want to get up and run, y'all? Oh my God. And so when you find yourself in the scriptures, when you find your voice in the scriptures, when you find his voice speaking directly to you in the scriptures, you just be like, wow, God, you did all this for me. You said all this to me. Now, knowing that you were born in his image, you were made in his image, you were a new creation in Christ, you were loved with an everlasting love, you're chosen, you're his beloved, and you're his child. Now, he's going to remind you that you're royalty. And so I am royalty. I'm royalty, and I'm confirming that for you. And in 1 Peter 2 and 9, and the New Living Translation says this, but you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. Hear me now. He said, but you're not like that. You are a chosen people. You are a royal priest. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. So he, in 1 Peter 2 and 9, New Living Translation, he reminds you that you're royal. He reminds you that you're God's very own possession. And he reminds you that you're chosen yet again in that scripture, right? Because he told us we were chosen in another one. But there's so many places that he's just reminding us of the same thing to us. All right, so, oh my goodness. So y'all, that was seven already. Y'all ready? Now, that is 1 Peter 2 and 9. That was New Living Translation. I'm going to read to you the American Standard Version, same scripture. And he says this, but you are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that ye may show forth the excellencies of him who called you out of the darkness into the marvelous light. So, oh my goodness, he tells you even in that scripture, again, you're royal, you're his own possession, and he's called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Whew, ain't that something to get excited about, y'all? I'm telling you, I was so like in a place this morning when God was just reconfirming and reaffirming. I was like, okay, Lord, so we are going to do part two because he'll tell me something or I'll think I'm doing something and he'll shift it. So that's seven. And then eight, and we're going to actually do nine tonight, y'all. I'm going to do two more. Eight is this. I am redeemed. So I told you everything's going to be I am. I'm redeemed. And so that's coming out of Ephesians 1 and 7. The English Standard Version says this. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his glory. So I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed from my past. I'm redeemed from my mistakes. I'm redeemed. So no one can hold me to the old me. Because remember, in Christ, we're that new creation anyway. So I am redeemed by his blood. Through the blood of Christ, I'm redeemed. So we just have to understand and remember that we are redeemed. And then our final point tonight is, I'm a son of God. Now, so many people get confused because they're like, how can you be a son and you're a woman? Well, we're not talking about gender. We're talking about sonship, right? So in this, he says, for all who are led by God are sons of God. That's Romans 8 and 14. I'm sorry, y'all. For all who are led by God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom you cry, Abba, Father. Now, that right there is so action-packed, y'all. That is Romans 8, 14, and 15. He said, not only did I call you a son, but I also called you a people who are no longer operating in fear. You're not in slavery. You're not in fear. I've adopted you by my spirit, through my spirit. I've adopted you into my sonship. He said, I call you my son, by which you can call me Abba. Woo! Did y'all understand that? He says that we are adopted by the Father. And through this adoption as a son of the Most High God, he said, now you can call me Abba. Y'all, if you just really just get in the word and understand the scripture and understand what he's saying to you, it's a love story, y'all. It is a love story. It's so beautiful to understand that God thinks that much about us, that he calls us his sons. He said, I'm a son of God. He says, I'm a child of God. He says, I'm his beloved. He says, I'm redeemed. He says, I'm royalty. He says, I'm chosen. He says, I am loved with an everlasting love, but he says, I'm also loved with an unfailing love. He says, I'm a new creation in Christ, and he said, I was made in his image. Y'all, when you understand who he's called you to be, what you have, what you carry, you can't keep sitting on what he's called you to do. You can't keep sitting on what he's called you to be. So it's time for you to, you know, Lord said this to me one time. He said, I told them to awaken, arise, and move. So it's time for some of you to awaken. It's time for some of you to come out of that comatose place that you've been in for far too long. I said, shake it. Shake yourself out. Shake it out. And it's time to move forward. Yes, some of those things kind of stung a little bit. I'm not saying that it didn't sting, but it's time for you to shake that out, and it's time to move forth in the things that God is calling you to. I'm telling you, the blessings are here. The manifestation of so many things, the promises are still yay and amen for you. But as I've been hearing people tell me some of the testimonies that have been coming forth, and some of the things that, you know, they've been hearing God say, and they're now seeing it. You know, God's been saying this to them over the years, or maybe even last year, and now they're seeing the manifestation even before the end of January. We're still in the first month of 2020. So I'm telling you, just stay focused, stay in his word, understand your identity. Because like he said, what was that word he gave me a while ago before the show started? He said, know your identity so that you can walk out your destiny. Understand who you are. Understand what he's saying to you. Understand your call in life. You're supposed to be the best, whatever it is he called you to be. I can't tell you that he's called you to be a songwriter when you don't even like singing. You don't even like music. But what I can tell you is whatever it is he's calling you to do, it's a part of your gifting. It's something that you love. When I was called to do this, I was like, what, Lord? He got me? Oh, I don't know about all that. But when I started, he said, I just need you to be obedient. So some of you all, you got to get out of your comfort zone and walk out where he's calling you into. Even with the manifestation of some of the things he's told you that's going to happen, or that things that are happening for you. And the Lord even had me release this to a young lady today. He said, it may not, and he even told me this. He said, it may not come the way that it looked like or you were expecting it to be. So it may look totally different. It may not be in the package that you were expecting. It may be in somebody that he may look plain Jane, she may look plain Jane, but they may be coming to you in a way that you just totally didn't expect. But watch what God is telling you. Don't be looking for certain ways because it ain't coming in that way. Expect him to do the unexpected and expect him to do a great work. Expect what he's told you to manifest, because I'm telling you, the manifestation is here. We are in the year of 2020, and it's not about the status quo anymore. It's not about the ordinary anymore. It's about being the extraordinary being that God is calling you to be in this hour. You got to just be sensitive enough to hear his voice. You got to be sensitive enough to say, you know what, God, I don't understand this, but if you're calling me to it, I know you've already equipped me with it. Many of us didn't, because I didn't see it when God said, I'm going to be doing this. I was like, oh, Lord. But what I had to understand that even though I didn't understand it, he's already placed it on the inside of me. And all I had to do was take the first step and do it. And so I started doing it, and I'd start doing it more, and I start doing more. And y'all, now it's like I've been doing this for 5 years, and I absolutely love it. Now, the teachings part has been in the last couple of months. The Lord had me do it from time to time, and so I walk in obedience. Sometimes you will see me interview people, but other times when God gives me an assignment, there may be a teaching, and that's what he's been doing the last couple of weeks. And last week was part one of knowing your identity, knowing who you are. That's your identity. And tonight was part two. So understand, find yourself in those scriptures that I shared with you. Find yourself in what he's saying to you in this hour, because it's time for you to come out of that comfort zone. It's time for you to get up off the couch. It's time for you to get out that bed. No longer are you going to be serving Reverend Mattress and Reverend Pillow. It's time for you to shake off some things. It's time for you to dust off your feet. It's time for you to rise up and do what he's calling you to do. I'm telling you, there's such an excitement in my spirit right now. Y'all can't even see me cutting cartwheels in the spirit right now. But there is such an excitement in my spirit, because you were called for this time. You were called for this hour. And so what he's going to do and what he's doing through you is going to be so, it's going to be so God that you're going to know, oh, nobody could have done that from God, but God. God is going to distance you from some things that you thought you couldn't live without, or some places that you thought that you would be in. I mean, some things, some people, like for me, there may be a complete uprooting. You know, God said, I've called you to this region. What, God? But whatever he's calling you to, I promise you, if he's called you to it, it's going to be like, wow. In the very beginning, you're going to be like, what? But there's going to be a wow when you walk in obedience and just say, okay, God, whatever you say do, I'm going to do it. Wherever you say go, I'm going to go. And as you walk that thing out, you're going to just see his hand time after time, day after day. And you're going to be like, ooh. But one thing you're going to be able to say was, nobody could have done that but God. And because what God is saying in this hour is, no one's going to get the glory out of your story but him. I know that as God was telling me that, he said, no one's going to get the glory of what I'm doing for you, what I'm doing through you, and what I'm doing to you but me. So that word wasn't just for me. So you go ahead and receive that, whoever you are. Receive what he's saying to you, because in this hour, I need you to walk in obedience. I need you to walk in the boldness that he's called you to, because there's no fear in him, because he's already told you that you're not that fearful slave, that you've been raised up. So find your identity in him. Seek him and walk this thing out. Y'all, I'm so excited for you. 2020 is not just going to be your year, but from this day forward, you go ahead and take the stance of, I'm walking out every promise. I'm walking out and I'm using every gift, every talent, every ability that God has called me to. I will not walk in the unknown and be fearful or doubtful. No, I will walk in it saying, you know what, God? God, I trust you. God, I'll walk with the boldness. And as you walk, you'll see you're just it'll get easier and easier, and you'll just be like just as giddy and silly as I am right now, right? But I tell you, I praise God for each and every one of you, and please continue to share your testimonies, because it's blessing me. But again, y'all, walk out everything he's called you to, because I'm telling you, there's somebody waiting on you. There's someone waiting on you to line up and do what you're called to do, because you're the one that's going to pull them by the hand and tell them, come on, this is how you do it. Come on, if God did it for me, he's no respecter of a person that he won't do it for you. So it is time for you to walk it out. It's time for you to say, you know what? No more ordinary, because I'm extraordinary. I wasn't supposed to fit in because he made me a peculiar people. So, guys, I tell you, I love you. We'll be back same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I can't tell you what the topic's going to be because he hadn't given it to me yet. But be excited. Walk in expectancy, knowing that God will, that knowing that God has, and you're just awaiting the manifestation of it all. I'm Aaliyah, Miss On Friday Inspire, your purpose midwife. I will be back with you next week. Love you guys. Same time, same place next week. See you then. Share this with a friend. For those of you who are listening by radio or the link, or if you listen to the recording, thank you so much for tuning in. I was on Facebook Live as well. So if you're on Facebook, it is public. You can go look up Aaliyah Butler, A-L-E-I-G-H-A, and you can actually see the video of me teaching. But go back and listen to this recording. Find yourself in that word. Love you guys. See you next week.